I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The number one job of an offensive tackle, doesn't matter right or left, is to pass protect. And so you need to be able to block their best pass rusher one-on-one. And that's, to me, that's the number one job. And everything we can get out of them in the run game will be gravy on top of it. But we got to find out who the best pass protector is, the most consistent pass protector is. And really, that's for all five guys up front.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is Ben Johnson from yesterday. And obviously the Bears are out there and getting stuff done. And we're talking about, I mean, this is a very interesting conversation because of what he just said there. But we're talking about the left tackle position because Braxton Jones is still out. And it feels like Ozzie Trapillo is making a move at that position. It feels like there's no pads on.
And we can read way too much into these mini camp practices contact.
Yes.
But I wanted to ask you about what we just heard from Ben Johnson because it stood out to me, and I don't know if I'm overreacting to it because it is a new coach. We're learning his cadence, his rhetoric, and his approach, right? That's why we watch him at practice, and everything he does is gets dissected, and everything he says gets parsed.
Yes.
When he describes my primary role of an offensive tackle, and here is a modern-day offensive coordinator and play caller.
Modern-day guy.
Describing the offensive tackle, he didn't say notice. He didn't say, well, he needs to establish, help us with the running game. He needs to.
No.
Remember the days when the right tackle was the road grader and the left tackle was the athletic guy and protected the blind side. And you drafted guys accordingly and you fit guys into their skill sets and their body types and all of those things. I think that when we heard Ben Johnson there, it made me think in how much of a rogue offensive coordinator Mike Martz was. But back in the day, he said, well, your left tackle is just like your right tackle. These guys are pass protectors. Didn't really worry about how they blocked in the running game. They needed to be athletic enough to be able to move and get to the edge rushers and all of those things. Ben Johnson, for a guy as wedded to the running game as he has been, didn't describe that guy there. Didn't describe the right tackle road grader and the left tackle blindside protector. He described left tackle, the number one thing, how do you protect the passer?
But if you listen to what he said that's every offensive lineman.
In his mind,
every position.
But he did, but especially it's more pronounced at tackles because the edge rushers are the hardest to block.
No question, those are where you put your best players because they can get, they can sometimes use their athleticism, sometimes use their power, but they can get past guys and damage the quarterback. It was a very interesting moment in that news conference because it is very much an offensive coordinator type of statement.
Yes.
It speaks more to the vision he has of the game than it does to the reality of the players that they are fielding.
It certainly does. You heard the same thing I did. But it also, as the head coach, it talks about the realities of your roster. Because Ozzie Trapillo was drafted, why? Well, we're all wondering why. Who is this guy from Boston College? How does he fit? Well, now it makes a little more sense once you hear it more explained, or once you get into more of the core philosophies of your head coach and play caller. All they're looking for is pass protectors.
Yes.
And Ozzie Trapillo is an exceptional pass protector. And early reviews from guys like Clay Harbor, or guys who watch practice and know what they're seeing, describe a guy that can bend, he's big enough, and boy,
yes.
Can you imagine him protecting the blind side of Caleb Williams for years to come? I wonder.
He's a large engulfing player.
That's a great word.
That is the definition of kind of that traditional right tackle, like just a building of a man that can wrap around somebody and, you know, also move them, I would imagine.
Even small, speedy edge rushers, yes. Guys who are tough to block. You yes. wonder if a guy like Ozzie Trapillo will have the feet and also just the girth and size to get in the way. I do wonder this, too. When you think of Braxton Jones, I don't know if you necessarily think of him in the same terms. You think of him as a guy who's pretty good against the run, getting in space and being a guy that can block downfield. I don't know that you think of him as your prototypical pass protector.
Well, I think he can pass protect. I think he is more of a prototypical pass protector. But he can be overwhelmed. We heard the coach talk about him. And talk about, like, you know, he's got to be able to set an anchor.
He said it himself.
He said that.
At times,
the player said that, yes.
Braxton Jones in years past has talked yes. about being bull rushed and that yes. being the thing you need to work on. That's not a natural, or that's not a guy or offensive tackle whose strength is in pass protection. Ozzie Trapillo, I think, is different. That's the only reason it stood out to me, because I wonder if Ozzie Trapillo is gaining an edge because he was drafted to do what Ben Johnson just described yesterday.
Well, yeah, I mean, he definitely is gaining an edge, and he's gaining an edge because he's playing, because he's going to be able to show what he can do, because nobody has seen him do it. No one knows any faults that he might have. And the stuff that he's showing, mm-hmm. because it's not in live contact, it looks great, because look at the size of that guy. Look at the way he's moving. God, he seems confident. And you know what? He's getting in the way of all these guys. No one's getting around him. When you put the pads on, it's like a totally different game. And I'm going to be really curious. I think, to be honest with you, David, I think there's a couple things here. I think one is that he's doing better maybe than people have expected, and he may wind up being their starting
just looking more
left
athletic.
Tackle. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also think that Braxton Jones, because he's not able to play, because he's coming off a foot surgery, this is not a guy that is going to be able to really add to his anchor or get some bulk. Or, you know, when you're coming back from leg injuries, you kind of lose weight because you don't want to put as much pressure on. It is hard.
Well, you're off
to come, yes.
too long to add
yes.
that kind of bulk or strength. And I think that if that was his biggest weakness before, you wonder how he had addressed it or did address it in the offseason when he was unable to. So his biggest weakness remains that.
So, but then the third player in the mix mm-hmm. is Kieran Amagaji, who is effectively a rookie because he didn't get to really play much last year, and he didn't get any kind of chance to build himself up or prepare himself for the NFL. So he's coming from a lower-level football conference
yep.
into the NFL, and he's still trying to figure out what to do.
Adjusting to the speed of the game.
And I don't know. I think that of all three of them, it's worse for Amagaji.
Well, it is, because I wonder, of all three of them, would he have been the guy if Ben Johnson were here that they would have drafted? I don't know that would have been the case. I just don't know. And that might be an unfair characterization, but I do think it was it's well put, and I think it was something that stood out for those reasons, because left tackle is such an important position moving forward. The other thing that we heard yesterday, obviously, a lot of attention we paid during the pick six, was Cole Kmet got to the podium And right. I think what he had to say was interesting because of Colston Loveland was drafted, and I don't know that they went to Cole Kmet beforehand and said, hey, buddy, you know, you want to be on guard tonight. Don't go to any draft parties because we're going to draft your replacement. But when they did draft his replacement, Cole Kmet was taken aback.
I think at first, like, you're taken back a little bit, but, I mean, Ben was awesome about it in terms of calling me right away and kind of explaining the decision. And, you know, from there, you're just all on board on it and you kind of understand their vision. And, you know, you understand that there's going to be areas where we complement each other. And then there's obviously, just like in any position room, there's going to be areas where we compete for things, you know, and that's football and that's how it should be. So I'm excited about it. And I'm excited, you know, to not only push him and then for him to push me, and we're going to make each other better. And, you know, I think the goal with it is to, you know, become the best 12 tandem in the league and see where we can take it from there.
Yeah, I there's a lot to like about everything that you hear from Cole Kmet. There's a lot to like about him as a player.
Mm-hmm.
And he handled that very maturely. But I do think that this was not a guy. Colston Loveland is not a guy that was brought in to push him or to team up with him. He was brought in as his own entity, as a separate sort of a guy that is going to be considered an impact player that will need to make an impact and will make an impact at the tight end position, much more so than anything we've seen thus far from Cole Kmet. And I don't want that to sound as bad as it does when I say it.
It sounded bad.
Thank you. But what I'm trying to say is,
I know what you mean.
When a guy is taken 10th yeah. overall,
he's here to be the show.
That's it.
He's here to be the number one target in the red zone.
Guy,
he's a featured tight end.
And they're going to use him and they're going to.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Feed him the ball. And that is, they may be the best 12 tandem. They may be the best, again, when you have a 12 personnel, it means you got two tight ends. If they are going to play a lot of two tight end sets, then he may be pushing Cole Kmet, but really he's the number one of the two.
And
it's not being mean.
That's why it's something for Cole Kmet, something he has to accept.
Yes.
And that's why what he said yesterday is so important. This is a consummate professional, a leader in that locker room, stepping forward and acknowledging the fact that he was taken aback. Had to be a blow to his ego.
His career changes.
His career arc changes.
Yes, no question.
His role in that locker room can't change. He's still got to be a leader. But his role on the field certainly did. Mully, to your point. Yes, two tight ends. Everyone loves and knows Ben Johnson. There were only two other teams in the NFL last year that used two tight ends more than the Lions.
Yes.
You know how many catches the second tight end for the Lions had last year in 17 games? His name was Brock Wright. He had 13 receptions. I'm just saying, that's not going to be called Komet's production in 2025, but it's not like they have two tight ends on the field so they can throw them both the football.
Exactly. Yeah.
And especially when you draft Luther Burden III, and you've got Roma Dunze emerging as a threat and a weapon, and you got DJ Moore who needs the football.
I'm really curious to see. I Luther Burden's got to get out there at some point.
Same.
But same. I'm curious, because they went out and they got a receiver from Washington who is like a really good slot receiver.
Olamide Zaccheaus has stood out for that reason alone. He's a good guy that fits in the slot.
Yes.
He's a professional receiver.
No question. And that's an upgrade. You know, I mean, honestly, if you were sitting here looking for guys that really need to get something done,
mm-hmm.
it's the former third or fourth receiver. It would be, what did Dave call
Tyler
him?
Scott, Little Scott
guy. I think he's in trouble here because of the fact that
I do too.
Not only did they draft one, but they signed one. And they've got a lot of them there. It's just not.
They drafted Luther Burden III in the second round. He's going to play.
He's
healthy.
He's making the team.
They signed a free agent that basically is a duplicate of Tyler Scott, just a grown-up, better version.
Yes.
Tyler Scott was here when Ben Johnson wasn't. That's what you got to look at.
Yes.
Yes, Ryan Poles was the GM, but everything changed when that offense was brought to Chicago with Ben Johnson. Now, DJ Moore, our guy, he also was behind the microphone yesterday. He also.
Yes.
Does he seem like he's a little playfully coy all the time now?
I think that, yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. I really like him a lot.
We both
and
do.
I respect
he's
him
a great
a ton.
Asset every Monday and morning, 8 o'clock yes, during the season.
And I think he's a seriously good player, and he is their best wide receiver, and they've been throwing him a little bit of slot work, which is really interesting because, you know, he could also – he can hurt you in so many different ways. He's got the best yak on this team, and they should have good yak on this team at yards after catch. And he also he's got like close line running back skills. I don't want to call him a running back, but they've used him in ways before.
I like the way you're thinking, because who is the second running back on the Bears right now? Manungai? Okay.
Yeah.
Braxton Jones or Roshan Johnson?
Well,
seen enough, yeah, haven't we? So I think DJ Moore could actually run the ball out of the backfield. He could be a threat.
Yeah. And
like a Debo Samuel.
But I would hate to see that, to be honest
with you.
Would you? Too many times.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't, you know, the thing about running backs, more so than anything else, you got to be able to take those hits. You got to be able to, I mean, running backs get walloped, and it is a difficult. I still think the number two running back, maybe even the number one running back, is not yet on the roster.
I agree with you. I hope that that's the case.
Yeah.
I think that when you look at Dobbins still being out there, maybe Nick Chubb is a possibility. But DJ Moore, how will he be used in the Ben Johnson offense? That's a good question that he addressed yesterday.
It's fun, but intense. A lot of hard work goes into it, and you got to be on your P's and Q's, and you got to know the playbook. I don't know. You have to wait till the season to see. You can't give away too much because we're doing a lot right now. I'm throwing in a lot, and we're going to have to wait and see.
I like that. I think he's going to be a big part of it, though, because, you know, I'm on Raw St. Brown and DJ Moore have a lot of similarities in terms of the way they can damage an opponent. And I think that DJ Moore can make
because of the
as
yak.
Many tough catches.
Because of the yak.
Exactly right.
That's it. And I think that you don't see their body types as being that similar, but if DJ Moore
DJ's a little bigger, a little stronger. Bigger.
Yeah. If he has the role of Amon-Ra St. Brown, that what he played in the Lions offense, if DJ Moore is that guy in the Bears offense, then they are going to be more dynamic and explosive because you can see and you have seen ways that he can hurt you. I would like to see him do more damage down the field, though.
You know, they can't get the ball down the field to him.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's his fault. It's like every time they threw to him, it was off the line of scrimmage. It was like some goofy wide receiver squeeze.
Sometimes he got so fed up, he just ran off the field.
Oh, boy.
He also addressed that yesterday. It was fun to hear him.
He can't be a palms up guy.
No, he can't. Here's a body language comment.
How was it nipped in the bud?
How was it?
Yeah.
I just said I ain't going to do it again.
How was it nipped in the bud?
How was it?
Yeah.
I just said I ain't going to do it again.
That's not what's nipped in the bud. Hey, I didn't like this. Well, I'll never do it again. Okay. That sounds good. And he's a good dude. I think we both have a lot of respect for him and fondness for him. And he's a family man. And he's
he gets up
early
for us.
God bless him.
He gets up for us.
He's a good
man.
You got
to respect the guy that gets up at 7:55 for an 8 o'clock interview
right
after a
rain.
Night game.
And we've had a lot of guys over the years that didn't get up for us.
We died. Or got up for us and then were in bad moods once they did. Yeah. No names.
Oh, man. No but names it's fun to see Ben Johnson. It's fun to have stuff going on with the Bears. But again, like, you know, the real money stuff is when you get those pads on and you start playing football. And it's at this point, it's fun, and it's fun to, you know, think about DJ Moore and how can you use him? And wow, now they got this crafty kind of inventive offensive mind, and he uses math and science, and God, he's going to be good. And then you look at Rome Odunze, and he's like a bigger, stronger version, different type of player, and think about how they can employ him. And oh, they got a couple tight ends. I think it's fun.
It was fun
at this point.
It is
to think about that kind of stuff.
It's all possible.
But man, like, you know, when those two lines start lining up and hitting people, that's when you're going to know if they can
that's
play
when
or not.
That's when it's football season. But now it was just fun to project. And it was also fun. Yeah. I mean, you may not know what you're watching all the time with the new offense, but you know what you're hearing if you have a lot of experience listening to players talk. And DeAndre Swift yesterday was also, I thought he was impressive only because he looked like a guy who had heard a lot of the criticism that's been leveled his way in this offseason about the Bears not really having a running threat and needing a compliment. Here's what DeAndre Swift had to say about that.
As you hear it going through the offseason, the Bears got to get a running back, the Bears got to do this because Drake can't do that. How do you deal with those types of things?
What can I do?
The cop said, you know, I don't agree with it, but I want to know how you deal with it, the perception of it.
I mean, everybody got an opinion. They're entitled to their own opinion. My job is to come in here and continue to work. And like I said, I'm excited for this season. I know who I am and what I'm about. So that's all. Thankful for another opportunity going into the season.
What can I do?
What can't I do?
What can't I do?
I like that line.
I mean, I love that he's got a chip on his shoulder. And he's going to be running with an edge trying to prove something.
He's going to need some chip. I'll be honest with you.
I know. You're not a big fan.
I'm not a Swift guy.
I know.
Okay? I'm not a Swift person, generally speaking. I'm rather slow.
But you are Swifty.
And dim-witted.
You're Swifty?
I am totally
a Swifty. We're
definitely
Swifty. Okay.
You know that.
I know. Just let me clear. Want to be clear. Not DeAndre Swift, though. But you like a running back that reports to camp with something to prove.
I'm going to make you a bracelet during the break.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.